The praise of wisdom some do write, and some the praise of money, and every one like bees to the hive, from something gather honey. But if my genius does not fail to prompt me ere I end my tale, you'll find that nothing will prevail, for all must turn to nothing. Nothing is swifter than the wind, or lighter than a feather, yet I another thing have found, which quite excelleth either. A harlot's love that every day is changed and swiftly blown away, but what's more light than her, I pray, the wise man answers nothing. Nothing shall therefore please me more than women to abandon, for if that I should fall in love, or join with such a wanton, she'd break my very heartstring sure, or I must falcon's lot hinder, and patiently abide the cure, or else be helped by nothing. Take you heed then, unmarried lads, before you grow a lover, and ere too soon you choose a wife, with honest patience prove her, for nothing can again unwed, nor cure a cuckold's aching head. Besides, once a lost maidenhead can be recalled by nothing. In heat of war nothing is safe, in peace nothing respected, but ill-got wealth which to procure, no vice at all's neglected. The son doth wish his father's end, that he may have his wealth to spend, but let such lads their manners mend, or all will come to nothing. Nothing is safe by sea or land, nor always free from danger, which is committed to the trust of either friend or stranger. For nothing in the world remains, but for their private ends or gains, they'll have to, although they break their brains, or bring themselves to nothing. Nothing regard then purer than gold, but virtues quite decayed, for gold the usurer sells his soul, which must at last be paid. When nothing from the grave can call such misers who their souls enthrall, to gripe and have the devil and all, but better they had nothing. Nothing can from the sight of God conceal the faults of any, for his clear eye can search into the smallest chink or cranny. He can within thy heart espy the secret sins which there do lie, but if you to repentance hie, they shall appear as nothing. Nothing therefore hereafter seek, but virtue vice detesting, with purest robes of sanctity, your humble soul investing, and seek you after no such thing, which may your soul to sorrow bring, or while thou liv'st thou conscience sting, or else desire nothing. For though but little thou art worth, yet nothing dost desire, nor covetest thy neighbor's goods, nor above thyself aspire, but restest housely content with that poor little God hath sent. Thou may disperse in merriment, and thou shalt want for nothing. When earthworms spend their days in care, and ne'er can rest in quiet, nor with the fear to lose their gold have time to sleep or diet, but with a sad and pensive mind, still studying how the poor to grind, until the last with sorrow pined, themselves are turned to nothing. And thus you now have heard the praise of nothing worth a penny, which, as I stand to sing here now, I hope will yield me many. But if the price be held too dear, or any dislike this counsel here, he may depart with a flea at's ear, for I will give him nothing.